And you're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 100.5 FM.
A group of Cree youth have been walking for 2 months on a journey from northern Quebec to Parliament Hill with a message of unity for First Nations people. They left the James Bay Cree community of Wapmagoosti on snowshoes in mid-January. They will arrive in Ottawa 10 days from now. Matthew Mukesh is the uncle of one of the walkers, and he is a spokesman for the Journey of the Nishu, the Journey of the People, as it's known in Cree. Matthew Mukesh is a former Grand Chief of the Grand Council of Cree and a longtime leader in the Cree community in Quebec. He joins me this morning from Northern Quebec. Hello, Matthew.
Hi.
The men who are making this journey have now been walking, as I mentioned, for almost 2 months, and they've been joined by many others now. How far have they traveled, and where are they now?
All right, well, first of all, I want to greet all the listeners of this radio station. This has been a real fantastic journey for all of us here in Quebec and other First Nations. They left our community on January 16th, and they're now just about 100 kilometers north of Maniwaki in Quebec, and they still have quite a ways to go to get to Ottawa, and they're planning to arrive in Ottawa on the 25th of March.
Now, when they left, there were seven of them, six young men and a guide, but now I understand they've been joined by many others. How big is the group that's walking currently?
At the moment, I think we have over 100 Cree walkers. We have 10 communities, Cree communities here in Quebec, and the walkers have reached Algonquin territory, I think, about a week ago, and now they've been joined by some Algonquin walkers. I don't know the exact number, but I know that there are quite a number of Algonquin walkers that have joined them.
Now, Matthew, you and I would both know that walking 1,300 kilometers is a major personal and collective commitment and a challenge. How did that happen? How did these men decide to make that walk?
Yeah, well, it all started, I guess, by watching, what's happening on television with the Idle No More movement, and also the fast that Chief Spence undertook. Chief Spence is from Ottawa, Ontario. And the young people here were very touched, and one of the young men who was 17 at the time, he celebrated his birthday on this journey, I think a few weeks after he left. He comes around my house because he's the grandson of my sister, and his name is David Kowabit, and he mentioned that he wanted to walk to Ottawa, and he said, I'm going to do this whether I get support or not. And so we talked about it, and in no time there was other young walkers that wanted to walk with him, and the guide is his uncle. So when they had enough walkers, I guess that's when they went to see the elders and they get permission from the elders. And the elders talked about it. They said, "Yes, you have a vision. You have to carry that. You have to follow it." And that's how all that started.
What are these men hoping that other Canadians will learn and will see from the journey they're making?
Yeah, well, the main purpose of this journey was to unite the First Nations that we used to trade with. Historically, the Algonquin, the Mohawk, and other First Nations in the area. They had planned to restore the traditional trade routes all the way to the south, and of course the purpose was to have a stronger voice, as First Nation people here in Canada, and their hope was to for other First Nations to join in, and also not only First Nations but also other people, of other nations that would like to take support to the cause of Aboriginal, protecting Aboriginal rights and all that. And so far as we see it, you know, the journey has succeeded in doing that and uniting the First Nations along the path that they took.
No, I understand that your great nephew, when he came to talk to you, he was actually participating in something that's called a winter walk. I don't know if I have the term right, but that it's a traditional thing that Cree do sometimes in the winter. Do you want to tell me about that?
So there are a number of journeys that are undertaken in the winter time, and that started quite a way back, where a group of young people, you know, take on a journey, sometimes through several communities in Quebec. And there was one a number of years ago, I forget which year it was, they walked through the traditional territory of the Cree here in Quebec, and they called it the journey through the heart of the Uwishi. Uwishi is that's how we refer our traditional territory here in Quebec. And my grandnephew, David Crawford, has participated in several of them, so he has the knowledge and experience, you know, to do this type of journey.
Now, Matthew, they left originally in the middle of January, just an unbelievable, challenging time in those northern areas. Tell us about the challenges, the physical challenges and the emotional challenges that they faced on the journey.
Yes, well, when they left here, it was like over minus 50 on the day that they left, and it's been like that for about the first month that they walked. They walked in temperatures averaging minus 40. And the second day, in the evening, the second day that they walked, it went all the way up to minus 58 with the wind chill. And they slept in canvas-covered tents. Actually, were winter lodges that we make. It's like a cut-off teepee, and we just covered on the top there to get the heat in. And that's how they slept. They went on like that for about a month. And that was one of the challenges. And, of course, walking in against the wind, you know, and it's very, very cold. It's very difficult. And also, of course, when you're pulling your sled, they didn't have any dogs with them that could help them with the weight of their belongings. Sometimes they were walking against the wind, you know, over huge lakes and with no shelter and things like that. And one of the others talked to them before they left, and they were told, you know, that the only way to master your culture is to go on the land and learn about culture and see how the land will teach you. He said that's the only way you can understand the stories, the legends that we tell you. Very challenging for them. At the same time, they're learning a lot about life.
Now, they're going to be in Ottawa on March 25th. That's about 9 days from now. We know what kind of reception that Chief Theresa Spence got by the federal government, by the Harper government. What are you expecting will happen when they reach Ottawa?
Yeah, we have a planning committee in Ottawa that's planning the events and making sure that you know, we have a public security and plan, public safety plan. We're working with the authorities around the area, the RCMP, the Quebec Police Force, and all the police units in the municipalities that will be passing through. And we have a number of key figures that will walk with them into Ottawa when they get to. I guess they'll be walking over to Victoria Island, and then from there to Parliament Hill. So all that is being planned as we speak, and you know, it's quite challenging to work with a lot of people. But we have support from a lot of people in Ottawa, and also some people from the NDP party, because we have a member of the NDP. He's actually the MP for our riding here, for our region. His name is Romeo Shagnas, and he's been helping us out, you know, with the security and also making sure that, you know, the MPs will come out and greet the walkers when they arrive at Parliament Hill.
How can people show support for the Nishi walkers and support their goals as well?
Yeah, well, we have a website. on. We also have a Facebook page that that tells you what the journey is all about and the mission and the vision of the youth. And one thing to remember is this is a journey that's been undertaken by the youth. It's a youth journey calling on the leaders of tomorrow. You know, to make a better to build a better future for humanity is basically what it means. And it's important for people to know that, because for us, you know, this is a very important episode in human history. You know, having this done by our youth, you know, going all through those challenges that I was talking about, you know, to deliver their message. And I think this is a type of message that we need today, you know, especially for Aboriginal people. So, you know, people are expressing their support through Facebook and also through the website. And also, because there's going to be a number of press releases that will be coming out, you know, just before the arrival, people expressing their support of this journey and so forth. So, you know, that's the way, that's how we lobby the public.
It's a very nice juxtaposition, Matthew, to see Facebook and the digital web next to a group of very strong Cree men walking 1,300 miles on foot and sometimes on snowshoes. So I take pleasure in that.
Yes, well, there's over 30,000 members now on the Facebook page, and also we've sent little articles here and there throughout the world. You know, we have had some journalists from the United Kingdom and from other countries, South Africa and all that. And there's been write-ups about them, you know, in different places of the world, and the awareness is growing. And, you know, the journey will end on, the physical journey will end on the 25th, but people are saying, you know, this it cannot end there. It has to be the beginning of something very big, you know, something that we can carry over to the next year. But so they're planning a journey every year for, you know, for how long, I don't know how many times it will take place, but certainly they're not going to stop here.
It's been a real pleasure talking with you this morning, Matthew. I really enjoyed it, and thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity, and I wish you well.
I wish you well. I've been speaking with Matthew Mukash. He's a former Grand Chief of the Grand Council of the Cree in Quebec, and he's a longtime leader in the Cree community in northern Quebec. As he said, the journey has a Facebook page. That's at facebook.com/groups/nishu, and there's a website at nishujourney.ca, and again, it's nishiyuujourney.ca.
This podcast was produced by the Red Eye Collective in Vancouver, BC. If you live in the Vancouver area and are interested in creating alternative radio with us, we'd love to hear from you. Contact us at redeye@coopradio.org.